Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a white male adult who was found face down in the Eel River near Garberville on Tuesday. In the afternoon, deputies responded to the Bear Canyon Bridge and recovered the body from the river. However, the identity of the victim is unknown according to law enforcement. An autopsy on the body has been scheduled to determine the cause of death. In Mendocino County, the California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a fatal single-vehicle collision south of the Empire Camp Rest area on Tuesday night. A female driver was headed south on Highway 101 when the car traveled off the roadway and then veered back across all lanes of traffic before colliding into a large tree. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene and the section of the road was closed down for 3 hours as personnel cleared the area. The investigation is ongoing, however, it's unclear if impairment played a role in the crash. The victim's identification remains withheld at this time. Two men were taken into custody yesterday afternoon after meth was located in their vehicle following a crash in the co-op parking lot in Eureka. There was an immediate response by law enforcement after the crash happened, however, as it happened right in front of Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills and a detective sergeant, who were at the co-op for lunch. Chief Mills and officers located a little more than 7 pounds of meth that was visible in the vehicle, and the two men were arrested and taken into custody. There were no serious injuries reported, however, one of the victims in the crash was taken to the hospital for complaints of pain. The Eureka Police Department is investigating an assault that occurred at the Budget Motel on 4th Street on Tuesday. Officers arrived on scene and came across blood on the ground, and a hatchet was located at the scene as well. And through witness reports, police found out that the fight involved 3 people and that an 18-year-old man was in the hospital being treated for non-life-threatening lacerations. Officers met with the victim at the hospital, however, he was uncooperative with the investigation. And based on what information was gathered, the primary suspect was last seen headed east on 4th Street riding a bike. Officers also discovered that the hatchet found at the scene was in the victim's possession during the fight. No arrest had been made, and the primary suspect, described as a heavy-set Hispanic male with long hair, remains at large. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office booked 32-year-old Nicole Cunningham into county jail for attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon, following a physical altercation that involved ramming a car. When deputies arrived on scene, they came upon witnesses detaining Cunningham on the ground in the area of Carousel Lane in Ukiah. It was reported that Cunningham had engaged in a verbal and physical fight with a 61-year-old woman and a 22-year-old woman. Cunningham then got into her vehicle and accelerated from about 150 feet into the other vehicle the victims were in, causing major damage to both cars. Cunningham continued the dispute when she left her vehicle after the crash and got into another fight with the 61-year-old victim, who was eventually transported to the hospital for treatment. Witnesses pulled Cunningham out of her vehicle before she was able to flee the scene and was held down until deputies arrived. Cunningham was then booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Senate Bill 450, which would change the way elections are conducted in the state, now heads to the governor's desk for a decision. The bill, authored by Senator Ben Allen, would allow voters to cast their vote in person at a vote center 10 days prior to an election, including 2 weekends. Voters would also receive a ballot that could be returned by mail or dropped off at any voting center. The bill is modeled after Colorado, which instituted a vote center system, and since its implementation, Colorado's voter turnout ranks third amongst all states. Humboldt deputies conducted a follow-up investigation earlier this week following last Friday's arrest of Jacob Silverman and Peter Blizzard in Garberville. Law enforcement searched a motel room associated with the two on Monday and located 68 grams of meth and more than $6,300 in cash. Additional drug charges were added to Blizzard and Silverman's booking. The two were arrested during a traffic stop on Maple Lane last Friday, and the odor of marijuana prompted a search of the vehicle, which turned up 8 pounds of processed bud and more than $8,000 in cash. Law enforcement are in the midst of their DUI enforcement campaign, and the DUI task force released updated numbers from their campaign so far. County law enforcement have arrested 39 individuals for driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs since the campaign began on August 19th. The campaign will be completed on Labor Day. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.